Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today it's going to be on and popping. What? She said it's going to be on and popping, which means it's going to be a really exciting show. I am so excited to be here today. I welcome you to Reality Spirituality, the show that talks about prioritizing happiness, the show that talks about creating more happiness in your life, learning behaviors that add to happiness as opposed to subtract to happiness. This show is about our everyday grind, grind, moment by moment, getting irritated in the moment. Somebody does something. Somebody says something. The circumstances, oh, my God, I'm late with my bills. Oh, he didn't call me. Oh, my loved one is making me mad, hurt my feelings. I'm offended. Oh, they're so, this is a code word. This is a buzzword. They're so arrogant. You know, the interesting thing about this life, and I have to say what I've learned is, I am responsible. I have control. I am the one with all the power over my quote-unquote problems. All of the answers, all of the solutions, everything can be found within myself. The hardest thing to do, and I'm standing here with both my hands up right now, the hardest thing to do is look in the mirror and say, what? I have control over my feelings, emotions, behavior, words, but even more importantly, my personal vibration. You mean I like to say set your thermostat. I like to say I can set my thermostat. I can have a foundation that I want. This is my foundation. Okay, you ready for this? This is my foundation. This is what I want to build my whole day on, my whole moment on, my life on. The foundation of, get ready to check this off. Everything that happens to me is for my betterment. Everything that happens is for a good reason. Everything that happens is so that I can... It's like going to school, people. It's like being in a classroom that never ends. it's like a class that never has a recess. You're never on vacation. You don't get a break. Occasionally, you have lunch, breakfast, and dinner. But people, this class is 24/7. There are no breaks. It is, and when I really realized that. What an adventure and what a challenge this life really is. I was able to relax even more because, listen, I don't know, but I used to carry a lot of suitcases, a lot of baggage that I didn't need to carry. Let me explain, okay? And again, this is from my perspective. This is what works for me. I realize that we're all different. We're all as different as our fingerprints. But I want to share with you what I've discovered, that taking a deep breath here, I am powerless, my opinion, over what happens to me. Meaning that, powerless, meaning that circumstances are going to come and go. Events are going to come and go. I can't control certain things. And let me say this. The more I try to control anything, all controlling behavior leads to unhappiness. All controlling behavior subtracts from happiness. And the only reason why I used to try to control things and think that I had power to make something happen was because that's what I was taught, and that's what I believed, and that's what I used to live by. And what I found that is now is people, one of my friends, one of my soulmate actually told me this the other day, and this is really, he's going to be on the show, and you people, you're going to flip out. Let the expletives fly, because he just speaks it really real. And he asked me this question, and it just got me thinking, and this is the question. He said, you know, all of these people, and I'm just throwing it out, don't shoot the messenger, all of these people that, you know, talk about blocks, and I'm blocked, and I can visualize, and I can make something happen. He's really into, you know, reading the Bible, and he says, you know, Jesus said the same thing. He says, can you know, you are a certain height. You're 5 feet. Can you visualize? Can you think positive enough that you can grow another inch? Now, I'm not doing his speech justice, but it just got me thinking about really what I have control over and what I don't have control over. And I've just let go of trying to make anything happen, but I have definitely started to relax and just go with what I'm inspired to do. And you know what, people? You know what, my dear audience? In any single day, I am inspired to do 20 different things, but I don't have that thing to-do list anymore. But I am really guided by the universe. Some people use a different term, spirit, God, whatever term you want to use. But I am guided by the universe, and all I have to do is listen to that internal guidance, that internal inspiration. And I, like yesterday, I spent 4 hours working on or editing my book proposal that, by the way, is 70 freaking pages long. I feel like I'm back in school. I feel like a college professor. 70 pages? What? If any of you've written a book proposal, you've got to compare your books with the books, you know, with 5 like books or 7 like books. And of course, me, knowing me, I compared my books to the New York Times best-selling authors. I compared my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, to five New York Times best-selling authors. That's right. Now, when I say compare, what I mean is, not that their book is good and my book is better, but what their book teaches and the difference is in what somebody else teaches and what shares and what I share in my book, Reality, Spirituality, is the Truth About Happiness. Because, you know, all comparisons subtract from happiness. So it's just about noticing the differences. I'm saying all this to say there was another section, oh my goodness, it was just like 20 pages about the market. Is there a market for happiness in the world? Well, yes, there is, and it's global. You know how long I put off finishing this book proposal? When I say put off, you know, I wasn't inspired to complete it until yesterday, and I had the assignment. I was supposed to start in June. sorry. Now, I started in June. A couple of weeks I was inspired and I put it down. A couple another weeks in July, started writing it, put it down. So the bottom line is this. Oh, hold on a second. I got to check my messages. I have a lot of people that want to chat with me today. I'm going to get right to you. Okay, yes, I will in just in like 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes, RS. 2 minutes. Which, you know, 2 minutes. What was my point? Oh, being inspired too. So it's like deadline. Oh, I have a deadline. No. When I'm inspired, that's when I do my best work. When I'm inspired, when I listen to my voice, that's when I feel energized, making myself do something that I'm not really liking, that I don't really want to do. I don't know. I'm done with that. I did that my whole life. I'm just over that. So I have to say, pat on my back, with a few minor changes, it's going to be sent off to the agent within a couple of days. Woo-hoo for me. But from June, July, August, September, October, it's November. Guess what? I feel great about it. It was easy, and I love the finished product. Now, today I want to talk to one of my really, really close friends. I know him. Ooh, I just feel like we're friends, and we've never even met, but we've talked. We've been on each other's radio show. We great communication, Facebook friend. And this person, what am I saying? And Robert Sharp, is an inspiration for me, because one of the things I love about him is his honesty and his ability to be open and to share whatever question I ask. And just to have fun with me and enjoy the ride. So I'm going to bring on Robert Sharp because something happened on Facebook this week, and Robert Sharp was a culprit in the creation of what was going on Facebook. Good morning, Robert. Are you there with me?
Good morning, sweet Rebecca. Of course I am.
Now, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I have a good feeling, but I'm not going to try and guess yet.
Oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy. That's another thing we teach on reality spirituality. You never know what the other person is thinking or feeling, or because you're not them. So I used to be a know-it-all, and now Robert is saying he's not a know-it-all. Great. Yes, you're absolutely right, because I can feel you, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, can you share with the audience, and let me just be clear about we're on the same path, we're on the same trail. Can you share with the audience what happened on Facebook? You posted something, and it started with a word that I don't think is in the dictionary, but I love it anyway, and that word is G-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R, grrr.
That was my bear coming out.
What?
That was my bear coming out, a growl.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes. I love it. Can you share the circumstances around that so my audience will kind of get an idea of one of the questions I'm going to ask you that you're going to need a seatbelt for?
Well, first of all, I knew that you were going to ask about that. So that was exactly what I thought you were going to ask about. As a matter of fact, from the time you mentioned it until bringing me on, I just kind of laughed because, like, okay, now what am I going to tell her about this?
So, truth, honey, well, the truth. That's what you're going to tell me, the truth. The truth will set you free. Keep going.
Of course. Okay, well, what happened was I had a guest scheduled for my show, and I worked with her publicist, and I worked with a lot of publicists. I mean, you know, there's probably about seven or eight that send me people for my show. Mm-hmm. And so it's not uncommon, you know, for that kind of situation. Well, this particular publicist, about 2 days prior to her client's appearance on my show, sent me an email, and it was, you know, to kind of summarize, it was basically that, you know, where is the excitement for my client being on your show? You know, I don't see, I went to your Facebook page and to a blog, and anyway, it's kind of like, you know, where's the promotion? And
so the publicist was calling you out on why aren't you promoting
right.
this guest? And tell everybody
correct.
The name of your show and when it's on, please.
It's Bringing Inspiration to Earth, and right at the moment it's Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m., but I am switching it in January. I'm going to go back down to 3 days per week because I'm going to start building up my YouTube video channel with some video interviews.
Okay,
in January
good.
For next year. So yeah, so that's going to be really fun, and just need to free up some time for that. But and then also in that email that the publicist sent, she indicated that obviously since I was not doing promoting, that maybe I could use her services as social media management. You know,
she was basically auditioning for a job.
Exactly. And it just struck a wrong chord. You know, I mean, it was, I mean, on several different levels. So I, you know, took
Wait a minute. Let's hold on a second. Hold on a second, baby. Hold on, baby.
All right.
Yeah. Tell me about those wrong chords.
Well, you know, the basically is there was obviously judgment on her part as far as, you know, me promoting her client. You know, I mean, it was that, you know, I was not meeting her expectations, whatever those expectations were. And that, you know, she really did not take the time to, you know, look really at like my webpage, you know, my calendar on my website, and nor did she look at my blog talk profile in a show page, which kind of lists all, you know, when I have shows. And if she had done that, she would have seen that I do promote, you know, basically every morning I promote the show of the day because, you know, anything in advance a lot of times just does not get the attention. You know, people's attention span is kind of short. So, I mean, it's, you know, usually that morning, you know, and then follow up, you know, that kind of thing. So, and then also in her email regarding, you know, maybe I could use her services for social media management. I looked in her email to me were grammatical errors, you know, so I thought, you know, you want me to what?
Is it safe to say that you were give me some labels of how you felt. You felt you first of all somebody was judging what you did and how you did quote unquote your job, and you knew what you were doing, and somebody said, well, they didn't like it or they didn't see that you were doing enough. In other words, it was okay. So this woman had the power to, or her behavior had the power to get your all in a bunch.
Well, you know, the trigger. Well, you know, it's a trigger, and we all have triggers. You know, I mean, I think anyone who says that they don't have anything that triggers them, I think is just not looking at themselves. You know, honestly, you know, we all have things that kind of get our dander up or get our, you know, blood
that's
flowing
true.
And, you know, yeah. and that's fine, you know, I mean, because it really causes us to look at the cause of that,
yeah.
You know, and so that's, you know, I think that's a good thing.
And I love that, and you are absolutely right. Honey, I have so many triggers. I got so many triggers triggers, yeah, you're absolutely right. And you said it perfectly, which that a trigger means that, okay, it's time to go to the mirror and really find out what's really going on, right?
Right, exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
So my question to you, my hard question to you is,
mm-hmm.
You posted that on Facebook, on your Facebook page, and I And I remember seeing, I don't know, 20, 30 comments about it, right?
Correct.
And so my question is, why did you post that?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Of course you did. Well, you know me and
yeah.
I know you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I thought about, I put some thought to it before doing that, you know. And when I responded to the publicist, I got back an email indicating that I obviously misunderstood the intent of her email. And I sat there questioning myself, did I really misunderstand, And then I went back to look at it, and I'm thinking, no, I really don't think I did. And so anyway, the reason that I put it out there was twofold. Number one, just to get people's opinion, what do you think? I got this. What are your thoughts, people?
I'm not going to buy that one. Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay. No. And the other one was, it was to reconfirm for me exactly what I'm doing, what I feel that I'm doing. And it was to get some, positive feedback for what I'm doing. I'm not going to deny that, But the point in that whole thing was to people to see that, sometimes, what we communicate, we have to be careful of what we communicate and how we communicate.
Oh.
So now that you're not going to buy it, what is your view?
Oh, that's really interesting. You just said, what you said at the end, you said is to be careful of what we communicate.
Correct.
Is that what you just said?
Yes, I did. And how? What and how?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're actually falling right into my trap.
I know I am. Go ahead. You tell me why. I'll go ahead and respond.
Okay. Because be careful what you communicate. Because when I saw that post, because first of all, I know you and I love you and I accept whatever you do and you accept whatever I do too, which is so cool, so great. But when I saw that post, I'm thinking, wow, that's. That's a post that number one was, I don't even want to use a label, but it wasn't very nice.
Now, you mean the content of what she wrote, and I know what you're saying. Normally I post positive things. I'm a very positive, focused kind of individual. Yes, that was negative, in the content of that. And if I was out for, revenge or vengeance and that kind of thing, I would have listed the name of the publicist, full name of the publicist, and even the guest who it was, which I did not do because wasn't the point of the
right,
post.
Right. No, listen, I'm just pointing it out just a little bit that because I just saw it and it wasn't a nice post. And then of course all of your people love you and they love you and so they're going to be on your side. Of course. And I actually was going to post something to the opposite, but I said, "Oh hell no! I don't want him and his people on me."
My people are understanding, right there, and I am too. And honesty from you. So
Because. It kind of reminded me of my ex-husband, and I'm going to get to my other callers. I have some other callers here, and don't hang up, callers. I'll get to all of you in a couple of minutes. I promise. It reminds me of when I got divorced from my husband, and honestly, we're the best friends now. It's so crazy. We actually did our own divorce, and we were friends for maybe 10, 15 years after we were divorced, and then, you know, I asked him for a little bit more money for my son. He was in high school. And then, of course, a big problem, five, six, 7 years of problems where, you know, I really didn't see him, and it was just like a fight in the court.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but now, again, you know, we're back to being best friends again. But what happened was he talked about me with, you know, with all of this negativity and all this crap, because he wanted people to be on his side. He wanted his family to be on his side. He wanted that support. I was the bad guy, and he's the good guy. And because we talked about this afterwards, and we talked about it because last year his father died, and I wasn't allowed to go to the funeral because of all the things that he had created prior to.
Mm-hmm.
One of his sisters said, no, I don't want her at the service. Everybody else did, but this one sister just couldn't, you know, she couldn't do it. And he actually called me and he said he was sorry for putting all, it's called bad press, putting all that bad press out because of what it created. So that's all I wanted to say about it. It's just, what are we creating when we put comments and what is our intention? And let me say this, you knew, you didn't need to ask anybody else. You didn't need to ask anybody else what that email was about because you felt it immediately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. You know, and I will say, you know, and I will say just, and like I say, I mean, and I mentioned early on, you know, it, you know, part of it was, yes, you know, and, you know, to get that, you know, that positive feedback, I was happy to get that from people. You know, and, you know, I wanted to see, you know, just to see what the general reaction was to the email as it was written. I mean, it was literally as I, copied and pasted, with the exception of the last name and email address of that individual, you know, to see what the reaction would be. And yeah, I will say that, you know, in your instance, first of all, in your instance, you know, reading that is obviously triggered in you, you know, an experience that you had with your ex, you know, and the subsequent, you know, not being invited to the funeral and that kind of thing. Now that was, I mean, and he obviously targeted you. People knew who he was talking about when he posted that negativity. You know, this particular publicist, number one, is not connected with me on Facebook, and, you know, I did not identify, you know, so in other words, I mean, this is a case where, you know, there
anonymous.
Is some, some anonymity with that. So in that sense, you know, I haven't spoiled the pot for anybody else who may want to have this particular guest on the show and dealing with that publicist. So
Okay. Well, listen, you know, I had the question. It's all about, for me, it's all about why I'm doing something. And I know you're very intuitive, and you already could feel it. And listen, you have nothing but love on this end, honey. Just nothing but love.
I understand. You know, and it's just, you know, the real important thing, you know, in a lot of that is again, you know, just watch one's words and the intent behind it, you know. And in that particular case, you know, there was obviously, I mean, several things that, in my opinion, weren't proper, you know, just weren't, you know, kind of the way things should be done from a publicist standpoint, you know, and we all do it, and I do it too, and, you know, part of that is all, by putting it on there, it also kept it in the, not only in the focus of other people, but also in my focus, you know, to be very aware.
Why I love this guy, audience? You see why I love him?
All right.
See why love me some Robert Sharpe? See, that's what we're talking about. Everyday things, everyday experiences, and now he just already owned up on it, and not owned up, but I mean just expressed.
Yeah,
exactly. And what happens is whatever I create, it just goes around and around and around in a circle, around in a circle. So just be mindful of what we all create in every moment. I love you.
Love you too, Rebecca. And thanks. And anytime you feel like you want to counter any or provide a a differing opinion on Facebook, I am more than happy to engage.
Oh, no, honey. No, I don't do that. No, I don't do that. I don't.
Right.
I really don't. But I love doing it on air, definitely.
Okay.
Righty. Thank you so much,
thank
Robert,
you
for contributing. Right. You know, I just love that whole story. That's what this show's about every day. We're going to go to my next caller, area code 805. Good morning. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Hello? Can you hear me, Joe? Hello? Area code 805. Going once. Going twice. You're probably holding and you probably fell asleep. Going three times. Okay, I'm going to keep you on the show. Area code 786. Area code 786, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Oh, hello, Rebecca. My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's going on?
Well, I know a lot is going on, but I guess I can't physically see it, but I have the faith to believe that things are changing for the better in all areas, not just my life, but just in the world.
Well, let me say this, Samantha. Let me throw this at you really, really quickly. Things are changing for the better, which is a really interesting sentence. Things are always for the better. Yesterday was for the better. 10 years ago was for the better. 20 years ago, 15 BC was all. It's always for the better. Always. It always has been, and it always will be. And that word better, better, it's always evolving. I like to use the word just expanding. Everything's always expanding. Everything's always evolving. What do you think about them apples?
No, that's very true. I mean, you can look at any negative thing that's happened to you. I know there have been a lot of negative things that's happened in my life, and if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be stronger than I was before it happened. So I agree.
Okay, and let's, you know what, first of all, thank you so much for opening, you know, calling and sharing. One of the things that I always talk about on this radio show is labeling anything, you know, negative, better, good, bad. All labels require a judgment. So listen, I spent my life handing out labels, writing out labels, but the rest of this life that I have, I'm going to do everything consciously and not put a label on anything, because all labels have a judgment. So, and labels and judgments subtract from happiness. This is only my opinion. Labels and judgments subtract from happiness. And labeling anything negative, I'm just going to label it, different, or just a different feel. Do you have a specific question you want to ask me today?
Well, I do. I'm currently working at a department store job, and I really am thankful for the paycheck and being able to say that I'm poor, but also been applying. And I really want to go back to school and also work at a school. I used to work part-time at a school, and I just love the atmosphere. And I've been applying to all those type of jobs, and I had an interview with a really big university in my state. And I'm just wondering, like, will I get that job or another job, you know, in the school area? Because that's really what I want to do. That's where my heart is.
Okay. Great question. Will you get the job that you want, or will you get a job in the future, something different? And I don't know how long you've listened to the show, but I have to say that I don't predict or I don't give answers for the future, because, quite frankly, what I know to be true is that wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, whatever situation it is, you are in the perfect spot. And for me, wherever I am, what the universe wants from me, I don't know what it wants from you, but what the universe wants from me is to be okay and be actually feel good about where I am specifically, where I am today, not about where I'm going to be tomorrow. And my question is, can you be happy? Can you be content? Can you be at peace in this moment where you are right now in your life right now? That's my question.
Honestly, no.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you for being honest. And so that is the whole challenge. And the only reason why you say that you can't is because, I'm just saying, is because for me, I always, you know, looked ahead. Well, what am I going to accomplish? What am I going to do? What am I going to experience? I don't like where I am right now. I want more. I want something different than what is going on. And I'm just letting you know that if you are dissatisfied, and you're telling me that you are, if you are dissatisfied in this moment, you are going to be dissatisfied in your future moments as well. Regardless of what happens to you, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, if you are dissatisfied in this moment, you will take that into your future moments. And I want to thank you for calling, and please call back. I've got a lot of callers. I want to get to all of them. Area code 860. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
Hi, my name is Basil.
What is it, Basil?
It's like Stacy and Pencil together.
What is it? It's what?
It's like rhyming with Stacy and Pencil.
it's Bensel?
Faithful.
Faithful?
Yeah.
So it starts with an F?
Yeah.
Oh, what a cool name, Faisal. I love different unique names. Hi, Faisal. What's going on? What's your question? Faisal. Wow, I got to write that down. I like that. Faisal. Faisal. Yeah. What's your question? Nah.
Well, I don't know how to even put this into a question. I feel like I've been having a lot of emotional mixing going on with me because I've always had issues, like, trying to find that person. Like, I recently dated this one guy last Friday, and, like, I felt great, like, with this person. And it's like, all of a sudden, it's just, I try to communicate. I mean, he does communicate back with me, but, you know, he's busy and stuff like that, but I just felt like it was distant. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm a little clingy. I try not to be clingy.
Oh, you know what? You're so cute. You're just the cutest. I can feel you already. Yes, and if you've listened to this show, you know I'm going to hit you with both barrels, but I'm going to hit you with both barrels with love bullets. Love bullets coming your way, Faisal. Love bullets. Clingy, and I would also throw a word in, desperate. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because I can feel you, and I can feel that, and I don't know, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel that you're needy. And what you're needing, my dear Faisal, what you're needing is this acceptance of self and this accept. And some people say self-love, but I like to use the word acceptance, meaning that you accept everything about you. And the only thing that I feel right now is that You gotta start being your own best friend. You gotta start like having a relationship with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, every time I ask these types of things, I always get those types of answers. But I don't know how, like, I don't even think I even know what to do when they tell me you have to, like, yourself or, like, you have to have it.
Listen, I'm right there with you because I listened to that crap and it never did feel good to me. That like yourself, you got to like yourself. Well, what the hell does that mean? Like yourself, love yourself. What does that mean? And let me explain to you what acceptance is. Acceptance, when I say accept yourself, that means, Do you have a best friend? Do you have a best friend?
Yeah.
Or best friends with an S. Do you have people that you really, really like and you really care about and you really love and you really support and all that? Do you have people like that?
Yeah.
And you would do anything for them, and if they needed your help, and you just love them, embrace them, and you support them, and you just think the world of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the universe is saying they want you to feel that same way about you. In other words, it's time to be your own best friend now. And it's time to really, you know what? The universe is saying that they really want a relationship with you. The universe is asking for a relationship with you. In other words, In other words, it's time for you to start courting and dating, courting and dating the universe. You can use, you know, God, you can use spirit, you can use source energy, any of that stuff. It's time to start dating and courting the universe. Because when you do, and when you make it a daily practice of just listening and speaking to and you know, waiting and listening for answers or listening for guidance, your whole life is going to change and you're going to feel different than you feel now. You said clingy, which, you know, is that I know exactly what you mean. It's like, you know, desperate, needy, wanting a relationship, wanting to feel all of that. Well, the universe has all that. The universe wants you to cling to them.
How do I do that?
Good question. And this is how you do it. And it's going to be so simple. Oh, I love your questions. Once a day, you know, just go outside. This is what I do every morning. Just go outside and listen, honey. Listen, I'm going to give you the simplest, the easiest homework ever than you've ever heard. No sitting down and meditating for hours and hours. None of that bullshit. Excuse me. None of that. I'm not saying it's bullshit for anybody else, but for me, just go outside. I want you to do it outside, and I want you to, you know, bare feet on the ground. Open hands, lift your hands up in the air. I usually do it early in the morning before the sun comes up. Both hands in the air, and then you just ask a simple question. You say, universe, bring me closer to you. Bring me closer to you. What else is possible? And guide me. And I also say, give me my day. So every day you ask the universe to give you your day. And that's it. Is that easy or what? And you relax because that's all you need to do. That starts it all. That starts the ball rolling. Because now you're developing a relationship. Oh, my God, I'm getting chills. Now you're developing a relationship. You're dating. You're courting. You're wooing the universe. And that's how it starts. Pretty simple, huh? What?
It's so cold out now.
Are you in New York?
Connecticut.
Oh, okay, because my son lives in New York. Yeah, it is. Okay, do you have to go outside? Hmm. That's a good question. You know what? You know what? You don't have to go outside because you know what? The universe is going to hear you wherever you are.
Okay.
But I definitely want your shoes off. I want your shoes off and I want your hands open and I want you to, yeah, and you know what you, yeah, I definitely want that. And yeah. I'm in California, so I guess I can do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You going to start doing that every morning? And you can actually do it as many times as you like. I just wanted to make it really simple. But you just start courting the universe. I know the universe isn't going to go out to the restaurant, and the universe doesn't dance, and the universe, you know, and the universe doesn't do all that other stuff. But I'm telling you, this is going to be very, very fulfilling. It's going to fill you up, my dear Faithful. It's going to fill you up. So
you know,
then... When other things happening, and then we know with the relationships, and then you're going to feel different. You're going to feel different than this clingy word that you used earlier. You're going to feel a lot different. You're going to be like, you know, Teflon here. Teflon. You know, Teflon does. Nothing sticks. You're just zip, zip, zip. You're just zipping through. Yeah, that's how you start, my dear. How does that feel to you?
I'm trying to think of the word.
Is it awesome?
I feel more hopeful. Like, I feel more I'm motivated.
A little energized, maybe a little energized.
Yeah, but
maybe a little fire under your you know, feet.
Well, my feet are cold.
I'll see. Listen, come on now. Don't make me work so hard for this. No, it's good. It's all good. But you see what I mean? Really, honestly, it's never about another person. It's never about a relationship. It's never about a Facebook page. I love you, Robert. It's never about any of that. It's never about that. It's always about what's going on inside. And so the relationship with the universe is a relationship that needs attention, but the rewards are heaven on earth regardless of what's happening. So what are you going to do every day? As Judge Judy would say, is not an answer. Go.
I was trying to think.
No,
I'm going.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to do what you tell me to do every morning, connect with the universe and try to have a relationship with the universe. Well, I don't want to say try. I want to have a relationship with the universe. I put the habit of saying the word try.
That word try. I don't like that word try. I don't like the word try. I don't like the word should. So I would like you to, I know that I'm being a real hard ass about this, but I would really like you to explain in detail what you're going to do. I mean, just to, because you said, I'm going to do what you said, and no, I want you to do what's going to feel, what you, in other words, I want you to own it. I want you to, this is what I'm going to do. And you know what? I just gave you a suggestion. You can connect with the universe any way that feels comfortable with you. That's just what I do.
Yeah. I also want to mention, and I heard about this stuff all the time. Not all the time, but you know how people, they always look at the clock. And there's always this number 1111, and they say there's something in the universe with the number 1111 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I always see that. Like, I always see a number 1111.
Okay.
I check my phone. But when I see it, sometimes, like, I give a wish. Like, I wish to the universe about something. Every time I see that number.
Oh, I like it. And let yeah. me and let me get into your head and ask you what you wish for.
Well, recently I've been wishing for basically a relationship. Like I really like this guy. Like I felt something with that guy. And but like ever since that Friday, I dreamed about him like 4 times. But along with, like, I'm having some bizarre dreams, like, almost every night now, and I don't know why.
Okay, I'm going to, because you're going back to this relationship thing, and I'm telling you again, I'm telling you for the millionth time, your relationship, focus on, put your energy on having with a relationship with the universe. I'm not saying don't have a relationship with guys or with people or anybody, but I really would like you to start putting more time and more energy, and especially all this focus and all this time you've thought about this other person. Put your relationship in and focus on this other guy, this other Jesus. Put your relationship, focus on the universe. Focus on the universe with the same amount of time. As much time as you focus on someone else, focus on the universe with just as much time.
Okay
you promise?
Yeah.
Do that for a week and give me a call back, okay? Seriously. I really want you to, all of the time you're, see, let me say this. This is what happened with me. All of these things are a distraction. For me, a relationship was a distraction. A job was a distraction. Traveling is a distraction. It's a distraction for not putting my time in with the universe. So you have to put your time in if you want something to change, if you want something to be different. And it's not going to happen with a person. It's not going to happen with a person. I'm just telling you that. It's going to happen with the universe. People, no. Your life is not going to change based on a person. In other words, coming from where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear Faisal.
All right.
You have a homework assignment. I love you. Call me back. I love that. I love that call. I love his honesty. I love my callers. We have another call, and I'm going to get to it right now. Area code 806. Again, that's area code 806. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
My name is Sherry. Good morning.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning to you. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on?
This is my first call. How do you...
How does it work?
Yes, with you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for asking, because I'm totally different than anybody else you're ever going to meet on a radio show, especially when I post Ask Rebecca Anything. I tell everybody that I'm not a psychic. I don't predict the future, but what I can do is I can help you with the moment right now. So what moment are you having right now that you need clarity on or assistance with, or what moment are you experiencing that you're, okay, I'm a happiness specialist. What moment are you experiencing that you're not happy with? How you like that?
Well, I'm not unhappy, truthfully. I am just at a place where I'm not have the direction that I normally would have. You know, it's a lull that time of year. And I'm trying to build, you know, get a new business. I went and got a new license this year. And, you know, it's just kind of lull. Things aren't popping the way they do. And so it just kind of gets... where I get worried when things aren't moving, you know? And so I'm just kind of not exactly as 100% as happy as I could be with my new business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you're describing, and we're coming to the end of the show almost, but I want to stay on with you and invite you to call back again any Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. What you're describing to me is you're having a vibration of dissatisfaction, correct?
Or yes. Oh my gosh, was this a good thing?
Okay. Dissatisfaction, uncomfortable with uncertainty.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, uncomfortable with uncertainty. Okay, that's so huge. What a great, great topic. Being uncomfortable with uncertainty is probably one of the biggest challenges, but a necessary place to be, a necessary foundation. Being okay with uncertainty. Because in reality, Samantha, right?
Sherry.
Jesus. I'm sorry, Sherry. I've had so many callers, and I usually write the names down, and I relied on my memory, and of course it didn't work this time. Sorry, Sherry. Sherry, I knew it started with an S. So this being uncertain, this being okay with uncertainty is huge, but it's necessary because when you're really connected, when you're connected with the universe and you live connected, I call it living plugged in. You know, you're like you're a toaster and you have a plug and you plug it into the socket. When you live plugged into the universe, that's all there is uncertainty.
Right.
Yeah.
And
there
I'm getting
is nothing
comfortable with that.
What? You're struggling with that?
And I'm trying to get. I'm working on being comfortable with that.
Okay. So let me help you with that. Really, ooh, I love it. I'm getting chills because I love this. Let me say this. One of the things that I had to learn is I can't do this on my own. I cannot do it. And you know what, Sherry? I don't want to do it. I need some help. Both of us, we need help. You need some help with this. So this is what I want you to do. Just ask the universe, how do I embrace uncertainty? How do I learn to love uncertainty? How do I live my life not knowing what's going to happen and be okay and be happy about it? How can I be more uncertain and be more okay with uncertainty? Ask those questions and let it go. Sherry, let it go. You don't have to do anything else other than that. Because the universe will be right there and answer it. And I'm telling you, and I promise you, that you will feel more connected and more able to be okay with uncertainty than you will ever believe. Trust me, honey. I was a control freak forever.
Well, we're trained for that, though.
That's right.
That's all I've ever known. And
that's right.
And I saw a little blurb today. You know, I look at these little inspirational things, and sometimes it gets old. But this one said, it's okay to be soft. And I realized, you know, we're programmed for certain things, and not trusting spirit is one of them.
That, listen, you're absolutely right. And what
so
I always
I'm
say is,
that.
I always say is this, that I've had to unlearn everything I've learned.
Right, and that's scary. And I don't mean to be negative, but frightening for me to...
Of course it is. This is what it is. This is what it is, honey. This is what it is. It's like being on top of Mount Everest and you're jumping off with no net. Of course it's scary. Of course it's scary. I'm getting chills again. Of course it's scary. But...
And I've seen some little things happening where I've kind of tested it, but I'm still like... Okay, was that really it? And is it really that simple?
The answer is yes, it is that simple, and B, it is very, very, very scary. You hear what I said? It's like jump. It's like, did you see that guy that walked a tightrope from Niagara Falls all the way? I mean, he walked over those falls on a freaking tightrope. Did you see the video of that?
No, but I've seen things like it, and I always try to remember, you know, it's noisy, it's windy, it's everything you would think it would be, except for he only has socks on and a tightrope.
And so that's what it is. And the universe, I'm telling you right now, the universe wants you to be okay with jumping. And that's what all of this is about. It's not about the future. It's not about another job. It's not about what's happening in your business. The universe really loves you and wants you to be okay. It's basically telling you and pleading with you, Sherry, trust us.
And deep down, I know that. I don't know why I'm resisting. I just really don't know why.
Well, it doesn't matter. Listen, the only reason why we resist is because we don't trust.
Okay.
Well. And it's not going to happen overnight, my dear. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, one of the things that and I always say this, it's like, you know, you have a newborn baby that's just born, and they're coming out and you're yelling at the baby, hey, hurry up and grow some teeth. Hurry up and start walking. Hurry up and start talking. Hurry up. Why can't you feed yourself? Why can't you? No, we don't do that to a child. We don't do that. But we are impatient. So, no, I want you to know that everything that's happened to you is in perfect order. Even your resisting is okay. Accept it all, Sherry. Accept it all. Even the resisting is. I want you to be okay with that. I want you to be okay with every single thing you're feeling. And it's all it is just relaxing, falling back, and trusting. And just like I said earlier to the caller earlier, just say, help me with that, universe. How do I develop more trust? How do I relax into and be okay with uncertainty? I mean, let me tell you something. I am so uncertain about tomorrow, it's not even funny.
Okay.
I'm so uncertain about my future, about next year. I'm so uncertain about all of it. And guess what? And I don't care. I'm so okay with it.
Okay.
It's actually, honestly, it's actually lighting you up when you don't have to take all of this concern into the next moment. What's going to happen in the next? No, it's heavy. It's very heavy. You need lighten up, honey. Ask the universe for help. You're going to be fine. Call me back anytime. I will.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too. Woo, what a great day on Reality Spirituality. We have a few people calling in, which I love to talk to my audience. I love it. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Woo, I am Rebecca Lynn Norrington. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on my website, which is Rebecca, RebeccaNorrington. You can also get it on Amazon. Again, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. That's what I talk about that's it, making happiness a priority. And when you make happiness a priority, your life just starts to change, starts to fall in line. You can follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington, and also go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Do that today. And until next time, I want you all to remember who you are. You, my dear audience, are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. develop your relationship with the universe. Make that your number one priority, your relationship with the universe, in your own unique way. And my favorite quote from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a great week, everyone. Love you all.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.